It's showtime. It's old Kenny here with you for a brand new episode of the Kenny Ho Show. For the first time in a long time, I'm doing two in a row, two back-to-back. Check. I don't know if I'm going to release them simultaneously. I think I did that once or twice where it's like, hey, today's a double episode day. So maybe. But realistically, more like I'll release one. Let's not name dates because I'm going to definitely miss the date and I don't want to. Well, I mean, I'm a disappointment to my family already, so what the hell would I care if I'm a disappointment to everybody else? So I'm just going to say, oh yeah, this is coming out Friday. And then like on Sunday, last episode would be Friday, and this one comes out Sunday, you know, the following week, realistically. But yeah, I just wanted to do two episodes. I didn't want a run-on. Now, I wonder how that works. Do people prefer 20-minute episodes or 40-minute episodes? And if you're saying, oh yeah, I love those 3-hour extravaganzas that you do every 100 episodes, well, I'm glad you like it. But if you're trying to hint at me that I should do those every week, I tell you what, it ain't gonna happen, son. Those take the life out of me. Those take like 3 years out of my life, which, now that I put it like that, every single week, the Kenny Ho Show is moving to the 1-hour format until I die like 5 years from now. Hallelujah. But I'll never know because, I don't interact with anyone on Twitter. Like, if I'm not following you, I won't know you tweeted at me. Because if I follow you, then that blue thing comes on. It comes on a lot now. Like, they change their algorithm. Like, I know popular people who, like, are thrilled about Twitter because, like, they're, oh, I have so many friends on here. I've met so many new people, wonderful people. They won't know because they're like, oh, you know, the only people I know it turns blue for. But, like, for homely guys like me, it only lights up now. Never, ever is it, oh, at Kenny Ho Show. It's like, oh yeah, so you see these other podcasts you follow? Look at all the retweets they're getting. Look at all the shoutouts they're getting. I'm like, why are you informing me of this? To rub it in, to rub in the salt into the wounds, you son of a bitch, Mr. Twitter? They're like, no, this is what normal people do. They interact with other people. I'm like, and look where it got us, huh? How many hundreds of thousands of people died? How many millions of people's lung capacity is now, bare minimum, not quite what it used to be, yeah? And how many suckers out there are living their lives without smell and taste? Smell I can live without, but if you're like, you will never ever taste delicious Popeye's chicken again, I'll be like, oh, just kill me now. And I was going to be like, oh, just eat all kinds of Popeye's chicken and that will kill me. But it'd be pointless. It'd be empty. I'd be looking like Amy Schumer at the end and being miserable. Like, if I have to look like Amy Schumer, like, okay. Like, I will go down eating all kinds of Popeye's chicken and drinking gravy. At least I'm going out, like, in a heroic fat boy way. But if I'm just eating chicken and I don't even enjoy it, if I'm drinking gravy and I'm not even enjoying it, well, that's just sad. It'll be sad and unfunny. Much like Amy Schumer, right? Well, at least the unfunny part. She's probably not sad. She's definitely living her best life. And undeservingly so. She's like, oh my gosh, I'm so rich and famous that I've never even told a good joke before. Well, I mean, I've stolen some good jokes. So, I've never told a funny joke that was original, I suppose. That was her eating a drumstick. If I weren't so homely, I would do a video podcast and I wouldn't have to, you know, explain my joke after I did it. Fucking Amy Schumer. Nothing good comes from talking about her. And speaking of stealing material, I'm going to steal some material. At least I got an idea from Twitter, because I never ever use Twitter. I just go on there and click on the notifications to see, you know, who's being loved in this community, you know. But I was also on there long enough literally to read the first tweet. And it was, I don't know who it was from, but it was an interesting tweet. It was someone asking, oh, of all your celebrity crushes, who do you legitimately stand a chance with, or something along those lines? And of course, I didn't interact. I didn't write this person. I didn't even take the time to even like read this person's name. I have to imagine it was a woman who tweeted this, because there's no dudes on this planet who's got celebrity crushes who are like, I stand a chance. Like, if you're a woman and you're, like, decent looking, some, like, C-list celebrity might give it to you. But I don't want to speak for others. All I can do is speak for myself, and I definitely don't stand a chance. I definitely do not stand a snowball's chance in hell at any of my celebrity crushes. Why, let's double check, just in case the mental oopsies are strong today and I'm inaccurate about this. Let's go down the line. A, Lindsay Fonseca, I hope you're listening, but I know you're not impressed. Nor listening, nor interested, nor down to clown, even if her husband, like, she caught her husband cheating on her with, like, you know, one of those Asian masseuse girls who love them long time and give them happy ending massages. She's like, oh, well, it's on. I'm going to sleep with the next Asian guy I see. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I kick down the wall. And she's like, one look at me. She's like, okay, the next Asian guy I see. And I go, oh, yeah, kick down another wall. And it's future Kenny, because he knew she would play this game. And she's like, the third Asian guy I see, and then boom, oh yeah, future Kenny, who went further into the future only to come back because he knew she was going to play this game. And she's like, oh, listen, forget about it, you ugly ass, slanty eyed sons of bitches. Never mind this. I'm just going to go hook up with some pretty white boy and, yeah, take that, Fletcher from Nikita. You didn't know that you had all that and then some, and you went and got yourself some strange, with one of these slanty eyed masseuses. I'm like, girl, you got to calm down with this slanty eyed shit, all right? It's sounding even hypothetically in poor taste on the Kenny Ho show. And almost anything flies on this show. You need to calm the hell down. So no to Lindsay Fonseca. I mean, yes to Lindsay Fonseca, but looking at her from her point of view, definitely no. Next on the list, Tiffany Yao, who gives a shit? I wouldn't get down with her now, even if she wanted to. And that's saying a lot, because goddamn, I'm repugnant. Okay, next one, Lily Collins. I hope you're listening, but I know you're not. I'm neither white nor can I grow a beard. She's definitely passing on this wild ride. And I use wild with quotations and a couple of asterisks and a laundry list of legal loopholes to how wild, or the validity of me using wild to begin with. Next on the list, Kristen Crook. She forgot she was Asian for about 20 years, and when it became cool to be a minority, she's like, I'm Asian, baby. I'm like, cool, are you down for Asian guys now? Because that's the ultimate test of how Asian you are. If you truly haven't sold out, you be down to clown. She's like, oh, of course. And then we make out because the cameras are there, you know? She's like, oh, I'm so woke. I'm going to get a huge contract from the CW, maybe even a good network. I don't know what's a good network. Maybe I'll get a new Netflix show and a Hulu show. Yeah. I'm like, cool. Let's go back to my place, baby. We'll have to keep it down because my parents are there. I just live in my daddy's basement, you see. She's like, oh, cool, let's go. And the moment we go indoors, she just goes on the computer and reads a book. I'm like, oh, yeah, are we getting down? She's like, are you kidding me? I'm actually researching how to forget the past 20 minutes. I'm on your computer on Amazon right now ordering mouthwash and some sort of laxative just in case any of your dirty, filthy, slanty-eyed railroad building germs got inside my pristine white girl body. I'm like, man, what's with all the racism here, girls? Come on, it's 2021. So that seems to be a no from her, too. And then moving forward, oh, it's Wanda Maximoff herself, Lizzie Olsen. Do I stand a remote semblance of a chance in hell with her? Definitely not. Even though if you look at her husband, which still, every time I say that, I'm like, today's the day. Old Kenny, don't be dramatic like Cutter Girl. Don't cut against. Don't go side to side. Go up your arm. Up the arm for results. Every time I realize she's married. But if you look at the guy, this dude's a caveman. This dude's a caveman himself. He's a white caveman. He's a traditional caveman. As if he's a real Neanderthal, you know? So, still no. Still, the answer is definitely hell no. If even in an alternate world where I'm Vision, because if you see that, like, the chemistry and that sexual tension she has with regular Vision, you know, the husband has to go along with it, because I don't know, he's like a musician, but I've never heard of his stuff before. Maybe he's a big deal, but certainly in this alternative universe, he's Nat. So he's like, cuck me all day. I can't get a girl like Lizzie Olsen with my third-rate band, the Cuckloids. So let's say in an alternate universe where I made good decisions with my life, like right after theater school, I wasn't like, screw being an actor. Sure, I'm talented, good-looking, and kind-hearted. But I'm just gonna go work some minimum wage shit job where it appears that only decrepit old women that have a thirst for young guys like me work. Ew. Let's say in this alternative universe, I am beloved and like people are banging on my door to cast me, and eventually I make it on WandaVision, you know, a good version of WandaVision where like it's not about Monica Rambeau and certainly not about Kat Dennings. And again, on screen, the chemistry, the tension is there. Lizzie Olsen, or at least Wanda, is definitely loving Asian Vision long time. And even in this alternate world, though, I'm a damn fool. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get to score with the actress afterwards. So we go back to her trailer, and I'm like, so, would you like to pick up from earlier? She's like, not if you're the last man alive. Don't build me a railroad. In this alternative universe, it's not done being built. I'm like, all right. All these damn white girls are racist on this episode. And then last, but certainly never, ever least, we're talking about the queen herself. Padme Amidala, Natalie Portman. I didn't even need to finish saying Padme Amidala, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm definitely not good enough for her. My goodness, this girl is legitimate royalty. Not just on the small, blissful, and serene system of Naboo, but in the hearts of everybody. And of all the girls I know, I'd stand a chance, because if she can love a heartless machine, a dude that if you took off his helmet, you're like, oh my god! If she can love a guy like that, I mean, if you break it down, I sound like that. On paper, I'm exactly that. She could love me, couldn't she? Definitely not. She's like, ping pong? I'm like, my name's Kenny. She's like, whatever, my Ling. I'm like, that's a girl's name. She's like, shut your mouth, foo. You're not even good enough to do my dry cleaning. And that's the bottom line, because Padme 316 said so. So, to sum up, my initial hypothesis was correct. I would definitely not stand a snowball's chance in hell with my celebrity crushes. Man, I would have to seriously adjust my celebrity crushes if I were to ever stand a chance. Like, if I had a celebrity crush on Awkwafina, 100%, that's definitely going down, you know? If I was, like, a self-loathing, like, if I had really poor taste, and I was, like, into girls who were just technically female with next to no talent, slightly more talent than Amy Schumer, then it's going down. I'd be living my best life. I'd be like, oh my goodness, I have a broken pelvis from all the times me and Awkwafina did the dirty. Wow, what a great life I'm living. You know, everybody I tell that to will be throwing the hell up. They're, oh, why'd you put that image in our head? Blah. But, you know, if I was delusional like that, if that was my bar for celebrity crushes, I'd be living my best life. That and Amy Schumer, definitely, if I was like, oh man, let me write a love letter to Amy Schumer. She'd be the first quote-unquote celebrity to write back, you know? I'm sure Taylor Swift gets like a million of these per day. Even a Z-list celebrity like Tiffany Alvord probably gets like 20 or 30 of these a year, and not once has any of them written back. But you better believe Amy Schumer's writing me back if I'm like, oh girl, I love your curves. You know how they slope like mountains and all frumpy like. Oh girl, your jokes are good. They make me laugh long time. Ah ha ha ha. XOXOXO. Hearts, hearts, hearts. Yo, this girl's writing me back. There's no doubt. She'd be begging to appear on the Kenny Ho show because, compared to her, this thing's a work of genius. This thing's a fine stroke of brilliance. She makes me sick. And this random thought entered my head the other day, because even though I don't really care about hockey, that's really not my sport, but, you know, tons of people like it, and, you know, that's good for them. But anyone who isn't, like, a complete, like, ditzy airhead, conceited jabroni will think athletes make way too much money. Which, don't get me wrong, if, let's say, each team generates, like, $500 million, I don't know, let's say that much. I'm not saying the owner should pocket $400 million or $450 million, no. I think if that's the case, the players should make what they make. But just in general, none of those people should be making that type of cash. Because I don't know if you've noticed, but recently, groceries are starting to go up, right? They've been calling this for the entire year because of shortages and delays and that type of stuff. This was definitely on the way and coming, and you're starting to see that a little bit. In fact, my dad went to pick up some groceries yesterday. He's like, Kenny, I spent $200 on stuff that usually tops costs about $120. I'm like, wow. I have to apologize for being such a fatty fat that we're going through $200 worth of grocery in the week. I'm like, somebody stab me. Somebody, like, when I pick up a fork, you smack it out of my hand or something. Holy cow. Which is what I'm becoming. But then it made me think about farmers. Like, farmers, one of the worst friggin' jobs you could ever get into. Like, you have to be up before the sun is. Like, that rooster, like, you're greeting the rooster as he wakes up to be the alarm clock. He's like, cock-a-doodle. It's like, what's up, rooster? It's like, whoop. And then you're working the fields all day. And if the machines break down, you gotta, you know, figure out how to fix it, because you're so damn poor, you can't go, like, just go buy a new one or go take it to the shop. I mean, how many goddamn farming, you know, equipment shops are there? You know, auto body shops seem like they're everywhere in like sketchy parts of town for some reason. But I've never seen a place that says, "Tractors welcome." Like one time I bought Farming Simulator, I don't know what it was. There was a Farming Simulator game just to play with the couple guys I played with. And my goodness, these guys, I didn't know that they were so square. They hyped it. They're, "Oh, this is going to be so fun. It's going to be so chill. This is like a nice ASMR experience." I'm like, "Oh, that's cool. I like that. And it's multiplayer. That's interesting. Yeah, let's all work on a farm together." My goodness, I played twice. One time when I bought it, and then like a week later, because these guys are like, "Oh, when are you coming on? We've been on all week. We're having a blast." I'm like, "Oh, I guess I'll come on. Cost me like 50, 60 bucks. I guess let me try to get my money's worth." But I'm like, nah, like a half hour in, I'm like, I'm cutting my losses right here. I already lost 50, 60 bucks. I'm not willing to lose like 25 hours of my life. And this is no knock on the guys who made the game. They made a very realistic farming game. I don't know what the hell I was expecting. Like, farming's a rough thing, man. It is hard work. For some reason, I thought playing a video game, oh, it's got to be relaxing and stuff. No such thing. They got down the part where it is work. It is so tedious and annoying. Like, you have to, like mow down all, like, the long grass or whatever. Or maybe it's, like, wheat or whatever. And you mow it down and, like, then you get out of that truck, run across the map to get to the next truck. Later on, I figured out, the second time I played, I guess, I figured out you can just like press a button and like go into different trucks and stuff. But the first time I played, I'm like, my God, this is realistic. I had to run to the next truck, drive up and like pick up all the shit that I just mowed down with the first truck, and then take this thing over to a sawmill. And it took me forever to figure out the hell I was doing, how to like take this shit that I like mowed and like picked up and turn it into something. I think I figured it out eventually, but I don't know what became of it. I don't know if it turned into food or money or whatever, but that's such a tedious bullshit job in a video game. I can't even imagine in real life. These guys should be making the big bucks, right? You hear, like, farming, like, people aren't getting into it because it's hard work and it's, like, you're not making any money. Like, people are getting by, you know, like, if they didn't have subsidies, you know, they'd be in the poorhouse. Like, this is such a screwed up society. Our priorities are so screwed up. You know, amongst things like, oh, let's just do things to make our planet worse. Let's consume and consume and consume and destroy our planet. You know, who needs the planet? It's like, listen, lady, where the hell do you eat all that and make up all that, like, hairspray and shit? You know, if it's burning up outside, like, your face is gonna melt off, basically. You should settle for a nice, cool climate and, you know, less of this. Well, I don't want to be offensive, you know, on the show, but basically, hoe-looking amounts of makeup on your face. And listen, we all know you're a horrible driver, so get the hell out of that gas-guzzling SUV, all right? Just get yourself on a bicycle or something, you know? You're starting to look a little fat with all that Uber Eats you're eating. Like, back on point, it's, you know, we all need to eat. I don't give a shit if you're vegan, vegetarian, what is it called? Ketogenic or whatever, or you know, like, or just like a friggin' herbivore, omnivore, carnivore, whatever. You need to eat, no matter how douchey your diet is. You need to eat. So shouldn't we put all our resources into creating technology, sustainable technology that will let us all eat however we want, and from here until the end of time? Makes sense, right? But I've always said, when it comes to people, when it comes to corporations and such, you know, whatever makes sense right now, we're not doing that. It makes too much sense. We're doing something completely stupid and completely opposite. Let's give these guys who play a children's game millions of dollars. I read an article the other day. Some guy, some Montreal Canadian guy, he got like an offer sheet for $6.5 million. I'm like, oh, you know, that's not bad. I mean, that's a lot of money to me, but I don't know. Sports players, and LeBron make like $48 million a year. So that's no big deal. Why is there even an article about this? What's the hoopla about? But then there is also a $20 million signing bonus, which seems like it's skirting the system, right? It's like, oh, we can only offer you this much under the cap, but we'll give you way the hell more money with this signing bonus. Assuming signing bonuses don't count again. Well, this is beside the point. All I'm trying to say is $26 million for a guy I've never heard of who plays a game that children play for, well, free to an extent, but in Canada, it's hockey's crazy. Like, it costs probably tens of thousands of dollars for these kids' parents to let them play this quote-unquote free game. And farmers need subsidies to get by. My goodness. If I was running the world, farming is where it'd be at. Like, never mind, like, you know, all these kids, well, what do you want to be when you grow up? Oh, I want to be a doctor, a lawyer. I'm like, you're a heartless son of a bitch. You're soulless, a Satan-loving little prick. I'd smack him upside his head, you know? Lawyer. Well, here's some black candles, you know, draw a little pentagram around yourself and just, like, call it a day already. But, kids would not be going for those occupations anymore. I mean, if you're Italian, you'd be like, oh, I'm going to be a fireman. Oh, I'm going to be a cop. Those will still exist. But everybody else will be like, I want to be a farmer. Because that's where the do-re-mi is at. I'd be putting so much money into farming. Like, there will never, ever be a food shortage ever. And those farmers, they'll be driving around in, like, diamond-studded John Deere's, you know? They'll be doing songs like, oh, I woke up in my Bugatti. But it'll be like, I took an afternoon nap in my John Deere. And it'd just be a bunch of farm hoes, like, shaking their asses in the video. So it'll be a country video, a country music video in the year 2021. My goodness, Willie Nelson's rolling around in his grave. And if you're like, hey, Willie's not dead, all right? Let's face it, Willie's been dead for like 40 years, all right? All right, that's it. That's a wrap on 318. Toodles.